The additional Smona Esrei, the Musaf that we recite on Rosh Chodesh, describes Rosh Chodesh as Zman Kapora, time of atonement. True, in the temple, a Korban Chatos, a sacrifice of atonement, was brought on Rosh Chodesh, but that was very specific. That was for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. That was for any accidents that may have happened within the Beis HaMikdash. The sacrifices were something impure was brought in. That turns the whole day as a day of atonement. So Rashi and Chumash explains that God is asking us to atone for his sin. You see, initially he created the sun and the moon and they were to be equals. But then he realized that that doesn't work. You can't have two kings sharing one crown. Jealousy is a fact of life. So he diminished the moon. It was actually the moon that came before him and made that statement. What does this mean? We've got to atone for God's minimizing, diminishing the moon. God doesn't sin. The fact of the matter is that with the creation of man, who is put here for the sake of choosing good, fighting his instincts, and ultimately taking pleasure in having made the right choices and being close to the Creator. In having done that, there was a reality created, which is human instinct, which includes jealousy among others. Jealousy being so basic to human nature. Which means that the world God created has built into it all sorts of issues and problems. He created this fascinating human being, and in order to give him free will, free choice, the ability to go either way, created this thing called jealousy. And others. So God deliberately created an imperfect world. Deliberately. That was the ideal. So that we would have free will, we could choose. But it's imperfect. But it had to be imperfect in order to accomplish the goal. What is the atonement? The atonement is to learn from our mistakes. The atonement is to recognize our shortcomings, see what they do to us, and know how to live. We as Jews, who understand that what life is all about is overcoming our negative instincts, the instincts that ruin our lives, that bring us down. I mean, jealousy. It's the craziest thing on earth. Because someone else is successful, I gotta be miserable. You could easily be happy because someone else is successful. Enjoy it. Look, he's successful. No, instead, Instinctively, we just can't live with it. We have the ability to see through that and choose. And when we do choose, the world will have accomplished its purpose. Jealousy's being here is no longer an imperfection, but it gave us the ability to rise above it. Yes, the Jewish people is an atonement for the imperfections of creation. Our choices make this a perfect world. That's what Rosh Chodesh is about. So it's a time to think. It's a time to look back. Look back at the mistakes. Look back at the bad choices you made. Look back at everything that made you unhappy and develop the resolve not to go that way again, or at least to move in the other direction. That's Rosh Chodesh. Come to terms with the fact that this world is imperfect so that we can make mistakes and then learn from them and grow. That's Rosh Chodesh. You know, it's summer. Naturally, a time for vacation, for relaxation. It's almost like time off. It's a great time for reflection. It's a great time for looking back. It's a great time for mapping out your happy life. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. This is the month where the Jews who are on their way to the promised land instead chose not to go, accepted this account that it's just not doable. It was 40 days that the spies 40 days that the spies spent touring the land looking for trouble, and eventually came back and made a mess. It was the month of Tammuz. Guys, you're in the promised land. Don't look for trouble. Enjoy every bit of it. Understand how great it is. Enjoy how beautiful God's world could be if only you will allow yourselves to enjoy it. And get rid of all of our instincts that make a mess of us and all of our experiences. Soak up whatever wisdom you can here so that you can enjoy life like nobody else. Have a wonderful Tammuz and really a great summer.